بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد The more we come close to Qiyamah, the more we distance ourselves from the period of Nubuwwah, the more tests and trials we will experience. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has also foretold of these tests and trials that will befall the Ummah and that will increase as Qiyamah draws near. Those people who become victims to these tests and trials are unfortunate souls, because they will not be able to safeguard their deen. And the person who is unable to safeguard his deen will not be able to succeed neither in this world nor in the hereafter. And those people who are saved from tests and trials are fortunate souls, because they will be able to safeguard their deen. And one who safeguards his deen will become successful in this world and also in the hereafter. Now, how is one able to safeguard himself from the tests and trials? The general answer towards which Maulana Ayaz Sahib Muddazilluhumul Ali has directed our attention is to attach ourselves to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to carry out the do's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and abstain from the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thereafter to bring in our lives as many sunan muakkada as possible, as many sunan ghair muakkada as possible, as many mustahabbat as possible, and as many nawafil as possible. Attach ourselves to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala envelope our lives. From head to toe should be deen. From morning till evening should be deen. From evening till morning should be deen. Our private lives should be deen. Our public lives should be deen. Deen should be in our muamalat, transactions. Deen should be in our muasharat, social lives. Deen should be in our akhlaq, morals. Deen should be in our ibadat, worship. Deen, hold fast to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu udkhulu fis silmi kaffa. O you who believe, enter into Islam fully. Not like the people before us. Afatu'minuna bi ba'd al-kitabi wa takfuruna bi ba'd. What is convenient, they followed. And what is not convenient, they did not follow. We should not be like the people before us. Enter into Islam fully. Islam the religion of mercy, Islam the religion of peace, Islam the religion of justice, Islam the religion of nature, Islam the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna ad-deena indallahi al-Islam. The deen in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Islam. So this is the general answer. General answer. And if we go into the details, then Uqba ibn Amir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Man najat? What is salvation? What is najat? What is salvation? How can a person safeguard himself from destruction in this world and the hereafter? How can a person safeguard himself from the fitan, from the tests, from the trials that put his deen in danger? How can a person attach himself to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can he live a life which is enveloped with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person was to do three things, then deen would remain in his life. He would enter Islam fully. He would be able to attach himself to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, amlik alayka lisanak. Have control over your tongue. Control your tongue. Speak only when necessary. Speak only when you are able to speak good only. If you have the opportunity of speaking good, and you know that you will be able to control your tongue and speak only good, then it is better to speak than to remain quiet. But if there is danger, if you know that what I am going to say is not khair, it's not good, it's shar, it's evil, or what I am about to say is khair and good, but I always in my conversation start with something good and end up saying something shar and bad, then it is better for you to remain quiet. You belong to that category regarding whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Man samata naja. One who remained quiet acquired salvation. He acquired success, one who remained quiet. Control your tongue. Do not let the tongue control you. When a person speaks, whatever comes in his mind comes on his tongue, then the tongue is controlling him. No, you control the tongue. How do we know whether we are controlling the tongue or not? If we are able to speak good, and if we are able to control our tongues, when the thought of saying something evil or shar enters our hearts and minds, then the tongue is in control. Then the tongue is under control and we are in control. But if khair and shar both are emanating from our tongues, that means the tongue is in control. And we are under the control of the tongue. Amlik alayka lisan, control your tongue. Control your tongue. Say only that which is good. Say only that which pleases Allah. Amlik alayka lisan. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Abu Dharr radiyallahu anhu, Kuffa alayka lisan. Hold your tongue. Keep control over your tongue. Here, hold your tongue. Kuffa alayka lisan. Again, don't speak without necessity. تول پھر بول, اسیس اینڈ دین اسپیک. وے فرسٹ وے, اسیس وے از واٹ آئی ایم اباؤٹ ٹو سے گوئنگ ٹو گو ان دی رائٹ ہینڈ سائڈ اسکیل اور لیفٹ ہینڈ سائڈ اسکیل. If it is something that is going to go in the right-hand side scale, then speak. If it is something that is going to go in the left-hand side scale, then control your tongue. Don't speak. And this will only happen if we focus on what we are saying. If the attention is there, when we are sitting in the class and when we are reading our lesson, the attention is there on every word that we are speaking. Without attention, we don't speak in the class. If we have an interview, the attention is there. We don't say a single word without thinking. Similarly, on a day-to-day basis, when we communicate with our wives, when we communicate with our children, when we communicate with our friends, the attention needs to be there. We need to think about each and every sentence that we are speaking, each and every word that we are speaking, is it good or bad? Is it going to bring the pleasure of Allah or the displeasure of Allah? Amlik alayka lisanak. This is number one. Amlik alayka lisanak. Number two, wal yasa'ka baytuk. And your house should keep you in it. That means you should not leave your house without necessity. This hadith is not related to the injunction of hijab for ladies. These were ladies, men, both. Wal yasaka baituk. Try not to leave your home without necessity. Stay in your home. Only leave your home when the necessity arises. You need to go to work, you need to go to the doctor. Maybe you need to go for a walk, you need to go for a jog. Necessities in life. You need to go for shopping. Necessary shopping. You need to meet your relatives. You need to go to the masjid. You need to go to the madrasa. You need to go to the school. Just roaming around in the streets here and there. Just hanging out on street corners, in parks, in town centers without necessity. This will land you in fitna. This will land you in test. This will land you in trial. Because any opportunity that arises where a person is prone to committing a sin is fitna, test and trial. And where there are opportunities of committing sins all around, you are in your home but you are exposing yourself on the internet. You are exposing yourself to the internet. And you are visiting those sites that a person should not be visiting, which is harmful for you from worldly perspective or ukhrawi perspective. You are not in your home at that time, so don't think that I am in my home. No, you are exposing yourself to fitna. You are exposing yourself to test and trial. You are sitting in your home but alone in your bedroom, and you are reading material that you should not be reading. You are viewing photos which you should not be viewing. You are engaging in activities which you should not be engaging in. You are not in your home, you are outside. Stay in your home means safeguard yourself from those opportunities where you are prone to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the meaning of Al-Yasaka Baituk.
Wal yasaka baituk does not mean that you stay within the four walls of the home, don't leave the home and do whatever you like in the home. No. Wal yasaka baituk. So control your tongue. And in order to control your tongue, remain in the home. Because if you remain in your home, you will mix less with people. You will meet less people. And the less you meet people, and the less you mix with people, the less you will be talking. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is guiding us to save ourselves from fitan by saying that control your tongue. And now he is saying that you will be able to control your tongue by staying in the home. Another beautiful advice. So amlik alayka lisanak refers to killatul kalam. And wal yasaka baituk refers to qillatul ikhtilati ma'al anam. For islah and for tazkiyah, the mashayikh of the past used to say, it is very necessary for the person wishing tazkiyah, desiring tazkiyah, the purification of the soul, purification of the heart, islah, rectification of his a'mal. It is very important for this person who desires this to do four things. One is qillatu ta'am, reduce food, eat less eating, eat less. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said in a hadith defining qillatu ta'am, eating less, that a person should divide his stomach into three parts. He should fill one part with food, he should fill the other part with water, and he should leave the third part empty. This is the definition of qillatu ta'am. Number two, qillatul manam. One should sleep less. So sleeping less means normally people sleep for 8 hours, so sleep for 6 hours. And if you're healthy, if you have the stamina, and if you sleep for 5 hours, 4 hours, and it does not damage your health, sleep for 5 hours, sleep for 4 hours. There have been mashayikh, there have been pious people who could do with sleeping for 1 hour only, who could do with sleeping for 2 hours only. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, for 40 years, slept only during the Qailula time, the afternoon siesta. That was his sleep during 24 hours. And if he missed that sleep, he would be able to function until the following day. We observe mashayikh in this day and age as well, that they can do so much work with so little rest, that people are wonderstruck. Where is this stamina coming from? This is not physical stamina, this is spiritual stamina, which comes direct from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So eating less has been defined by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One should not go less than that, because it is detrimental for health. And sleeping less, one should seek guidance from his sheikh and also consult his doctor, and he should follow the advice of the doctor and the sheikh. Sleeping less, qillatul manam. The third is qillatul kalam, speak less. Speak less only when necessary. We have already discussed speaking less. And fourth, qillatul ikhtilat ma'al anam, mixing less with the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mixing less with other individuals and members of the human society.
Without necessity, one should not mix with people. One can socialize. In fact, one has to socialize. One has to socialize with his wife. One has to socialize with his parents. One has to socialize with his relatives. One has to socialize with his brothers, sisters. One has to socialize with his well-wishers, with his friends. But one has to make sure that he does not exceed the limit. One has to make sure that he carries out all the obligations that are upon his shoulders from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in regard to Allah himself and in regard to the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in mixing with people, one has to make sure that he takes out time to socialize with people and mix with people whilst making sure that he does not violate any of the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is condition number one. And condition number two, when socializing, he should make sure that he is not disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is not involved in layani. So if a person keeps these two things in mind, that he is neither violating the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nor the rights of the creation, and he is neither involving in sinful activities or layani while socializing, he can socialize with whomsoever he wishes and for as long as he wishes. Otherwise, ikhtilat is harmful. In this day and age, the mashayikh of suluk, the mashayikh who are expert in tazkiyah, say that only two are sufficient. Eat well, sleep well. As long as you do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eat well, remaining within the limits of Sharia. No extravagance. Only halal items. No doubtful items. And sleep well. As long as you do not discard the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like salat. Eat well, sleep well. But hold fast to these two. So now, we have to be very, very careful, because in those days people used to carry out four mujahada. Less sleep, less eating, less mixing, and less speaking. So four mujahada used to take them towards soul purification. Now we have only two mujahada. So we have to exert more effort on these two mujahada. Because only two things will take us towards soul purification. So more effort needs exerting. One is speaking less, the other is mixing less. And from the two, mixing less is the backbone. Because if you don't mix, you will not speak. And when you mix, you start speaking. So in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned these two. Man najat, what is the path to salvation? How can one safeguard himself from fitan, from trials, from tests? And how is one able to safeguard himself from the calamities of this world and the hereafter? Amlik alayka lisana. Control your tongue, speak less. And number two, wal yasaka baytuk, mix less, stay in your home. Mix less physically and mix less through social media also. Well, nowadays, people whilst in the masjid, mix with people through social media. They are sitting in the masjid, they are sitting in the gathering. In the gathering, they are texting each other. Somebody is sitting right at the front and somebody is sitting right at the back. They are both communicating with mobile. Wal yasaka baytuk. No ikhtilat. And despite your trying, and despite your efforts, you will make mistakes. So repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when repenting, cry. Wabki ala khatiyatik. And cry over your mistakes. And whilst crying over one's mistakes and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, cry and ask Him to safeguard you from tests and trials also. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن.
After every salat, at least 3 times say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when making dua to Allah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-fitan.
And if we use the plural, it is even better. Use the plural and make intention for all that are associated to us and the whole ummah. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika. Oh Allah, we seek your refuge. Min al-fitan, from fitan, from tests and trials. Ma zahara minha wa ma batan. Those fitan that are not hidden, and those fitan that are hidden, those fitan that we can see, we can comprehend, we can understand to be fitan, and those fitan that we cannot see, we cannot comprehend to be fitan. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min al-fitan ma zahara minha wa ma batan. And every day, after every salat, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every week, every Friday, recite Suratul Kahf. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one who recites Suratul Kahf every Friday will be saved from the fitna of Dajjal, from the trial of Dajjal. And in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that no fitna, no trial will come upon my ummah which is more greater than the trial of Dajjal. So if recitation of Suratul Kahf every Friday is a shield against the greatest trial that this ummah will face, the trial of Dajjal, then inshallah it will become a shield against all the other fitan, all the other tests, all the other trials. So we need to control our tongues, speak less. When we need to speak, think before speaking. Assess before speaking. We need to keep to ourselves. Socialize, but in a reasonable manner. And despite our efforts, we will make mistakes. So upon those mistakes, do not ignore those mistakes. Become remorseful. Become regretful. And try to weep and say to Allah, oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. This is how we will be able to attach ourselves to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with that, dua. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min al-fitan ma zahara minha wa ma batan. And with that, Suratul Kahf every Friday. And finally, hold fast to those ulama, those mashayikh, and those groups whose lives are governed by Sharia in the light of the ilmun nubuwa. Knowledgeable people, pious people, who are authentic, reliable, whose chains are authentic, reliable. Hold fast to such groups. Hold fast to such people. Hold fast to such ulama. And frequent your going to their gathering. Inshallah, this also will go a long way in safeguarding us from fitan, tests and trials. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين